How can I help you today?
Well, I'd like to ask some questions about Alexander the Great.
Sure, I'm happy to help. What do you want to know about Alexander the Great?
Well, I understand he had a pretty brief reign. Can you tell me a little bit about when that was?
Certainly. Alexander the Great reigned from 336 BC until his death in 323 BC. Despite the brevity of his reign, he created one of the largest empires in history, stretching from Greece to Egypt and into Northwest India.
How far into Asia did his empire extend, and where did he stop?
Alexander's empire extended as far as the Hypsis River, known today as the Beas River, in what is now the Punjab region of modern-day India and Pakistan. He reached this point in 326 BC, but his troops, exhausted and longing to return home, mutinied, forcing him to turn back. So he never actually lost a battle, but his campaign ended due to the morale and fatigue of his army.
I thought he actually stopped at the Indus River. Am I wrong?
Ah, close but not quite. Alexander reached the Hypsis River, modern-day Beas River, and intended to push further into the Indian subcontinent toward the Ganges River. However, his army, weary and anxious about facing larger armies and more war elephants, refused to march further east. This forced Alexander to turn back, marking the easternmost extent of his conquests, rather than at the Indus River.
In those days, I understand many people thought of Alexander as a god or a son of a god. But what about his generals? How did they regard him?
Alexander's relationship with his generals was complex. While many respected and admired him for his brilliance and battlefield successes, there was also tension. Alexander's adoption of Persian customs and his claim to divine status, presenting himself as the son of Zeus Ammon, created friction. Some generals felt alienated by his shift away from traditional Macedonian ways, leading to conspiracies and tension within his ranks. Nonetheless, his unparalleled success in expanding the empire often kept them loyal, despite their personal misgivings. His ability to maintain control over such a vast and diverse group was a testament to his leadership and charisma.
On a modern-day map, where is Macedonia? I understand Macedonia is where he's from. Is that right?
That's right. Alexander the Great was from Macedon, an ancient kingdom located in the northern part of Greece. On a modern map, the region that was ancient Macedon is mostly in the northern part of Greece.
How did he defeat Greece in the first place?
Alexander the Great died in 323 BC in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar II in Babylon, which is in modern-day Iraq. The exact cause of his death remains a mystery and has been the subject of much...
How did he defeat mainland Greece, was the question.
My apologies for the confusion. Alexander the Great never actually invaded mainland Greece. He was from Macedon, which was a kingdom located to the north of the Greek city-states. After the assassination of his father...